Regional violence is threatening Christians in West Africa. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, we'll tell you how you can specifically pray for the unrest throughout the region, and then children living in hopeless situations need to know they're not forgotten. More than that, hope could be the answer to dealing with the issues of radicalization. Keep listening for details in just a moment. We'll start today, though, in West Africa, where the presence of a homegrown 3-year-old insurgency is like a metastasized tumor spreading throughout Burkina Faso. The overflow of Islamist militant violence from neighboring Mali feeds its existence. Ilia Jari serves with Open Doors and explains the situation this way.
The countries in the Sahel area, whether Burkina Faso or Niger or Mali, are among the poorest in the world. They are very fragile, very fragile. And this terrorist crisis, this terrorist attack, are making them more vulnerable.
The most recent attacks involved a mining convoy just this week and a church 2 weeks ago. In other attacks this year, survivors said that Christians were singled out and killed.
The churches in that area, they are also very fragile. They are overwhelmed. They are not prepared to address this kind of issue. So they need assistance. They need support from churches in the U.S. and elsewhere. So pray for the Christians, pray for them, but also support them.
And it used to be that militants were outsiders, but now?
They are Burkinabe young people, radicalized, and now operating and attacking people and Christians and other targets like schools and military facilities as well in Burkina Faso.
Please, pray believers remain bold in their faith. This area is key to the stability of the region. Next, we want to tell you about Sarah Rabinovich, a Holocaust survivor living in Israel. Growing up, Sarah's main exposure to Christians was through the Germans and Russians who claimed the name of Jesus while murdering her people. She was suspicious of Christians, especially of Messianic Jews who followed Christ. But then Sarah recently went to a Holocaust survivor banquet by Uncharted Ministries, and her heart stirred when she heard Jesus' words from the New Testament. There, Sarah began a relationship with Christ. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries says their outreach to Holocaust survivors is crucial in this generation.
The Israeli comptroller estimates that all Holocaust survivors will be gone in about 8 years. Some are even saying it may be 5 years. There won't be any more Holocaust survivors in Israel. They'll be gone.
Last year, Uncharted Ministries saw over 60 Jewish Holocaust survivors get baptized.
Most of them come from an atheist background because of what they endure. It's just, they can't fathom there is a God, but through love and reaching out to them and just spending time with them, they see it in people. They start to have that spark again. Okay, maybe there can be a God. And then, of course, the Father draws them to Jesus.
Pray that Jewish men and women would come to know Jesus as their Savior. And finally, did you see the Sky News report about the mini-caliphate forming among ISIS wives and children in northern Syria? Now, not all Syrian refugees are terrorists, of course, but the danger of radicalization hangs over many refugee camps. Years of displacement and shattered dreams make a lot of refugees vulnerable to recruitment. Wissam Nasrallah works with the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development. He says their youth ministry works alongside churches in Lebanon to share a message of hope with refugee kids.
So most of these children have never seen anything other than a camp, and they have no hope for the future. They've left their home country. They think God is mad at them and that they're being punished for that.
Throughout the year, the ministry organizes 3-day camps for refugee children,
which is an opportunity for them to leave the tent settlement for a few days to be cared for, loved, to have fun, and listen to a Bible story.
Giving Tuesday is coming up December 3rd. Consider supporting a refugee kid and keep them in your prayers too.
It's about giving back hope to children. A lot of these kids are traumatized. A lot of them have a hard time talking about what happened.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.